This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. We are live from a dry and slightly wet Flowery Branch Atlanta Falcons training camp. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He's the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, she is the first lady of baseball, the queen of tofu, the leader of Ali's army, and probably a mediocre list maker. Miss Allie Mack, and we have the one and only Slim on the ones and twos live here at the branch with Dylan Matthews and his terrible waves back at the studio. Good morning, everyone.
Howdy,
how are we?
Howdy.
I am happy to report that I'm not wearing a raincoat right now.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, you're not?
No.
Yeah. For you.
Took it off. I've got several layers, and the top layer's a raincoat. Don't need it right now.
Yeah.
I've got two hoods on. I've got a hoodie and then a pullover with a hood, just in case.
I'm hoping that Allie didn't just jinx it. You know what I mean? I'm hoping she didn't just jinx it. I've been looking up the sky. Like, we're not out of the woods just yet.
I see the clouds moving briskly across the skies here at Flowery Branch.
The generators are going up the hill. Everything
that's how you know it's
is
good.
That's how we know everything is good.
Oh, we saw them go up the hill yesterday, and then we saw them come back down the hill.
Yes, to close out practice. Well, as far as the show today, it's 6:40. I do want to do some math when it comes to our commutes and getting out here to Flowery Branch. The miles are high, but that's not what I'm talking about. There's a different layer to this equation. I don't think the math mathed for me yesterday on the drive home, and I want to go through it. So that's 6:40 for my Allie Mack drop. 7 a.m., Ruka Rororo joined us yesterday after practice. Probably one of the happiest guys I've seen around here. He was great, and I loved how he answered whether he was going to get into the fights at practice or not.
Yeah.
7:40, we've got Which One Wednesday on deck. Mike and Bo will debate over a few scenarios I'm going to throw at them. And 8:40 today, college football insider Brett McMurphy will join us. So a fully loaded show today. And we're going to get into some of the takeaways from Falcons practice yesterday. But let's go ahead and cover the Braves game from last night real quick. Braves did lose 7-2. Eli White, though, had another home run last night. Again,
Almost had two,
but Braves just couldn't get anything really started. At one point, bases were loaded, but Jerks and Profar struck out. So, again, guys left on base.
That's not all that Profar did in that inning. He also misjudged a ball as poorly as I've seen a Major League Baseballer do in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And beat himself up about it, and I think it actually probably was a detriment to him in that at bat later in the inning because, you know, they'd allowed a couple more runs in, and he was really pressing. I didn't think Wentz was terrible. Again, guys, y'all want to complain about Bryce Elder and what he does and doesn't do. He is probably, you know, I heard for a while, he's not a major league starter. He's unplayable, all this kind of stuff. Well, he's what a fifth starter is. Wentz is a long relief bullpen guy, I think, and I think Fetty is probably that at this point in his career. They're giving you all they can, but if you can't score runs, and It's not like you're not going against good pitchers. I'll give you that. But if you can't score runs in this league, you're done for. And they haven't scored runs really all year.
No, yeah, and the same problems that we keep talking about. And obviously, no matter what you get out of the starting pitchers, to your point, it's not going to be enough if you can't go out there and score. And that's really, aside from the injuries, that's been the story of the season. And Milwaukee's a good team. Let's give them some credit. I mean, they are 25 games over 500 for a reason, right there in that Central Division. Chicago Cubs. So they're a good squad, and you didn't do enough to get it done. And I'm with you, the Yerkes and Profar, just watching that situation just makes your eyes bleed. And you're like, I mean, that's a guy who can play a lot of different positions. I don't know how many of them he plays well at this point. So it's frustrating to watch for sure.
Absolutely. Well, tonight, Spencer Strider is on the mound to close out the series. He was supposed to pitch at Bristol Motor Speedway, but that did not happen with all the delays they were dealing with. So we will see him tonight. Now, as far as Falcons training camp yesterday, it was closed to fans because of the weather. So we were indoors, and the best seat in the house was behind me because we were all grouped together. And I stand at a very tall 5'1", so I think it was Carl Dukes that was behind me the whole time trying to see into practice.
Interesting enough, I came and stood behind Carl.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't have an issue at all. So that's
funny. Like a layer tier system.
Yeah. I mean, between the plays the guys were running and everything, we just had to keep moving a little bit. So it was a little bit crowded. But, Mike, what were some of your takeaways from practice yesterday?
Well, first and foremost, Jack Nelson got a lot of reps at offensive tackle. And I don't just say that because I was paying attention to offensive tackle, which I always normally do, pay attention to the offensive line and the rotation there. But Jack Nelson saw reps for a number of different reasons at right tackle yesterday. And Storm Norton, I believe, was getting some work, and a couple other guys as well. So Jack Nelson saw time against really some really good, you know, pass rushers. When you look at James Pierce and some of the other people he was going up against, Khalid Kareem being one of them as well. I thought he held his own early, and I thought that the fact that you were really thin at offensive tackle and he had to play a ton of reps, I think it caught up to him. I mean, he had the whole, anybody who's ever been through training camp, you put the hands on the hip, you lean backwards, your eyes go up towards the ceiling. He was in that mode after a couple of series. But I expect him, you know, as a takeaway from that, to get a lot of reps coming up here Friday night in the preseason game. And, it was one of the things I stayed focused on was that pass rush. There was a lot of teams yesterday, a lot of team situation, a lot of plays being run. And it was a pretty lengthy practice yesterday.
It was pretty lengthy. Just a couple notes. Jake Matthews and Caleb McGarry both set out of 11-on-11 work. Michael Penix Jr. was 12 of 18 in passing in 11-on-11s. Kirk Cousins was 13 of 17. And, Mike, do you remember the note you told me to remind you of this morning? Because I took notes, so I can remind you.
Yeah, I remember telling you that. Yeah. Does that count? I don't remember what it was, though, and that's exactly probably why I told you.
Exactly. You said to remind you that Bijan was doing individual drills with
yes.
wide receivers.
Oh, my gosh. So we're standing there, and obviously everything is closer quarters when it comes to the indoor. And, you know, there's three fields outside, but there's only one inside. And so right before, you know, they went to individual drills, I saw Bijan walk over with the wide receiver coach and kind of talking about a drill. And I was like, that's really interesting. And he did. He split from the running backs and came over with the wide receivers and ran individual. I think that he's done that a couple of times. I think that's one of the reasons the viral videos have been out about Drake London doing what Bijan does. But just watching his foot speed and really coming out of a two-point stance and running routes right there during an individual drill was really, really cool to see.
That's been a theme here because we saw – Allie and I saw Kyle Pitts doing that Monday because you're working with State Monday, so you weren't able to be out there in the wet rain that we were in. But that was something that he did, and he was running when the tight ends were over here doing their stuff. Kyle was with the wide receivers, and now that it seems that they're doing it. And look, those are guys that obviously do a lot in the passing game. I mean, I think a lot of people probably pointed to the passing, as a receiver, Bijan's biggest strength coming out of Texas, right? Because he was so good at route running in his hands. And we haven't seen as much of it as I thought we would with different routes. There's been some stuff, but I thought we would see more with downfield routes than we have with Bijan.
Well, and you were only out there for a little bit yesterday, Bo, because you were kind enough to stick around on the steakhouse. Was there anything that you were able to see? Because I know you were probably only in there for a few, 20 minutes, maybe a half hour.
Yeah, you don't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I have to diminish my time there, but yes.
You were working for the station.
I'm messing with you. Yeah, I did. I didn't stand behind you because I'm not much taller than you. But I did. Again, you don't know what's already happened when you pop in on a practice like that. So you're kind of playing catch up. Like, has this been a theme the whole time? Was this something they randomly did? But they put Paris against Jordan Williams, who was, I would assume, probably third string left tackle. Brandon Parker's been second. I say second because Storm Norton is the ultimate swing, right? But when they've been Storm out, Brandon Parker's been in that left tackle, and that's who Pierce attacked. I don't say attacked, but ripped the helmet off of on Monday. Yesterday they had him against Jordan Williams, and he absolutely just abused Jordan Williams. At one point, they tried to double Pierce on the outside of the left tackle's shoulder. And Pierce took a step to the outside, cut back inside, and Williams did a decent job of getting a little bit of contact, but Pierce used his physical strength, which a lot of people have questioned because he's 6'5", 245. He seems a little bit light for his height. And he shoved Jordan Williams into Kirk Cousins as he was releasing the ball, and it knocked Kirk right on his butt.
Yeah. No, I'm completely with you. And I think we actually got a better chance to see James Pierce. I think a lot of the hype has been around the fights and things kind of off the field. We've talked about the aux cord and things like that. But we actually got a better chance, I think, to actually witness him rush the passer because of the close quarters of the indoor yesterday. And I thought that he was as good as advertised. I really did. I mentioned Jack Nelson going up against him. And I don't just say that because you didn't see probably your top three offensive tackles go against him yesterday. We also saw one-on-one pass rush, and we didn't even get a chance to kind of break into that yet. So we'll talk about that coming up. Man, that was a good period to watch as well.
Yeah, we've really just kind of scratched the surface on Falcons training camp from yesterday. So we'll get into more of that coming up, plus some audio coming out of training camp because a lot of guys spoke yesterday. That is next with us, the morning shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.